Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han. And time to have a quick look at monetary policy and Bitcoin. To help us with that, we have on the line Tomasz Wisniewski, Chief Analyst at Alpari Research and Analytics.
Good morning, Tomas. All right, so the dollar last week closed its best week for 2017, at least so far. What's your outlook on the dollar going into 2018?
Hello, good morning. Yes, we had an excellent week on dollar. Actually, it wasn't the best week on the record in 2017. We had the best week at the end of October, but we should close this year close to like yearly highs on dollar, and our outlook for 2018 is also positive. We don't see any like negative surprises on the horizon. We do have those elevated expectations about the tax reform. We have renewed talk about the infrastructure initiative in U.S. And foremost, we have a very good data, like from the job market, housing market. So we don't see any negative surprises ahead, and dollar should have a great year ahead.
Now, you mentioned all those key factors driving your outlook, but what about monetary policy then? Because we've got the Fed announcement due early Thursday morning, Malaysia time. Looks like a U.S. rate hike. That appears to be a near certainty. You know, so how much is monetary policy driving the dollar, at least in the near term?
Well, yes, rate hike on Wednesday is almost certain, and that's what we are expecting. Next year, the consensus right now is for three rises. It's according to the Reuters survey. They asked 100 experts, and the consensus is for three rises. Some experts say about four, but when we will look at the history, FOMC, Fed is very careful with those rises. So I think if we will have a surprise, it should be a downside. So if not three, we should get like two rises, not four. But for now, it looks like we will have three rises in 2018, and that should support American dollar.
Now, after the Fed, we also look out for the ECB's decision on interest rates later this week. And I think the BOE is also set to announce that decision as well. What are your expectations on those two fronts, the BOE and the ECB?
It's going to be an interesting week, especially due to central banks, because BOE, ECB, and also Swiss National Bank will have a decision about interest rates. About the ECB, we expect rather a quiet meeting. Everything is clear. For the first time, we will have an economic outlook through 2020. So we will focus on that on this meeting. We will also look for any hints about cutting the asset purchase program from ECB, but it should be rather quiet meeting. As for the Bank of England, well, we had that interest rate rise recently, so they should do nothing, no major expectations here. And the same goes with Swiss National Bank. They should not rise interest rates in 2017-18. They will wait for the first decision from ECB before they will do something. But today, as for ECB, we are focusing on those economic projections for 2020, and we will see how they see the economic growth and inflation in the following 2 years.
So perhaps a silent night for these major European central banks in keeping with the festive season. Now, Tomáš, still with Europe, though, you've got the EU and the UK. They have achieved a breakthrough in Brexit talks late last week. Does that clear up your outlook on Europe?
It's positive. And actually, as Alpari, we were telling that from the very beginning, that this movement on pound after Brexit referendum was too big, and traders made mistake when they were trying to anticipate and discount the hard Brexit scenario, because nobody wants a war in Europe and nobody wants a hard Brexit scenario. Look, we have a nice sweet trade deal with Canada. Why cannot we have a nice sweet deal with UK after Britain will leave European Union? So that was our focus, that was our outlook for the situation from the very beginning, and as we can see, it's happening right now. So they agreed for this in this first stage of negotiations. Now we'll go to the trade agreement, and I think it should be all good. And this is current scenario for the markets. So British pound is going higher because hard Brexit is no longer a threat for Europe, and we're focusing on the soft Brexit right now.
So perhaps those pound traders made that mistake on Friday then. But what about those who are trading Bitcoin futures? And let's talk about them, because over the weekend, the CBOE started offering Bitcoin futures. And then this time next week, the CME, they are set to enter the fray. NASDAQ slated to offer their futures next year. Will this be a mistake?
Well, that's an interesting situation, because as probably you know, CBOE website crashed after those Bitcoin futures were launched. So many people were trying to check the price. I think that for now it does not change anything. We will have a major change once CME will start to trade those futures, because so far everybody's waiting what's going to happen, because nobody knows actually. It's for the first time we do have this futures for cryptos, and actually it's based only on one exchange, on Gemini exchange. So everybody's waiting to see what the spread will be, what will be the difference between bid and ask price. Will we have a short squeeze there? Will traders start to sell Bitcoin, sell futures? So for now, everybody's waiting. And actually, if we will look at the major banks in the world, Goldman Sachs is not allowing their traders to enter futures. The same is with JP Morgan Chase. The same is with Citibank. So I don't think that we'll have many participants right now on the Bitcoin futures market. Everybody's waiting for the future, for the CME and NASDAQ trading futures. Everybody wants to check how's the spread right now, what are the trading conditions, and we have to wait for that.
Now, Tomáš, you're right. You know, we have heard from the banks, you know, from the financial sector, central banks, regulators, you know, traders, etc., right? But I want to get your take on this, okay? Where do you stand in this debate about the fundamentals of Bitcoin? Because is this a bubble, or is this the start of a multi-trillion dollar asset, as some would claim?
Well, I would go with the both. I think it's a bubble, but also it's a great asset. It is a bubble, but it does not mean that we shouldn't trade it, right? With the bubbles, you just want you just don't want to be the last guy in the room who's switching off the lights. That's the thing in trading the bubbles. And it is a bubble. I'm on the market since 2008, and through that time, not many friends called me and asked me for euro dollar or Japanese yen or British pound. But now with Bitcoin, I have calls every day. Friends are asking me about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is everywhere, in taxis, in gyms, in clubs. Everybody's talking about that. And that's typical sign of the bubble. But look, that's a different bubble. That's the first time where retail traders, investors, where street entered first. Usually, it's like the bubble is built by institutions, by hedge funds, by big banks. Now, for the first time in history, banks are entering as a second in a queue. So we don't know what's going to happen, how they will trade Bitcoin. As we said, so far for banks, hedge funds, I think that the volatility and risk is too high, so they will stay away from it. But as for now, yes, as we said, it is a bubble, but it doesn't mean that Bitcoin won't go to $100,000 for one Bitcoin. You just don't want to be on top when the bubble will burst. So
thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Tomasz Wisniewski, Chief Analyst with Alpari Research and Analytics.
And we'll be back with stories from FGV and U Mobile. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.